Okay, today's daf is Lamed Gimel. We're also going to do Lamed Dalad. So we're at the bottom of Lamed Beis and Beis. Bavon Gezel Hagovai Ola. For the Avera of Gezel, a type of kosher grasshopper comes and eats up all of the tvua. That's the punishment. The Harav Hoven. There's a lot of famine in the world. B'nei Adam Ochlin B'sad B'nei Evan Oseim. And people are so starving that people end up eating the flesh of their sons and daughters. Shenemar Shimu Adavar Zeh Paros Habashan Shabahar Shomron Haoshkos Dal Marotzos Evyonim Paros Habashan, the fat cows of Bashan that steal and cause people to be poor. Amarava Kagon Hani Nashi de Mechoza. Who are the fat cows of Bashan? They are the women of the town of Mechuza, the wives. De'achlan v'lo avdan. They were so wealthy because people would steal that the women would just eat, and they wouldn't have to do anything. They would sit around and get fat. Uksiv, he kasi eschem bashidafon. And the pasuk in Amos says that that's a continuation of the same pasuk. What's the punishment? He kasi eschem bashidafon of ayirakon harbos ganosechem charmechem teneichem zeisechem yochal hagazam. The grasshoppers are going to eat up all of your produce, and there's going to be a famine. Uksiv, yeser agazam achal ha'arbe, v'yeser arbe achal ha'yolok, v'yeser yolok achal ha'chasil. Three types of grasshoppers. Whatever's left over is going to be completely consumed by the different types of grasshoppers. It's going to continue these other makos. Uksiv, v'yigzar al yomin v'ra'av. Vayochal al small velo saveo ish besar zaro yochelu. So you see, even they're going to be so hungry, they're going to eat it says besar zaro, al tikri besar zaro. You can end up eating the flesh of your kids as a result of that veir of stealing. We have to be very, very careful not to take anything that's not ours. Bavon inu yadin, for the sin of delaying the justice, the judges don't. They know the psak, but they don't. They just delay it. So the bali din are waiting for an answer for the sin of being ma'ana the din, delaying the din, the ivos hadin, and the sin of contorting the justice, of giving the wrong psak, of purposely giving the wrong halacha to favor certain people, the kilkal hadin. Or you just didn't spend enough time thinking about the justice, and therefore you come out with the wrong psak. Ubitl Torah, and for the sin of Bitl Torah, Cherev ubiza rabba, v'dever ubatzores ba, a plague. Cherev, so Bitl Torah and not giving proper justice causes death and pillaging and plague. Ubatzores ba lo'olam. Uvenei adam ochlen veinan svei, and people eat and they're not satiated. V'ochlen lachman b'mishko, and they have to end up weighing everything exact. There's very little. D'chsev vevesi aleichem cherev no kemis nekambris. So there's going to be plague. There's going to be a cherev that's going to take revenge. Ve'ein bris. What's a revenge for what? For the bris. Vein bris ela torish. Namrim lo brisi yom v'layla. Chukos shemayim v'aretz lo samti. Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. So you see that for the sin of Bitl Torah, there's going to end up being war. Cherev. Uksiv, b'shivri lachem mate lechem v'afo esanashim, etc. That you're going to weigh out your bread and you're not going to end up being satiated from the bread. There's going to be famine and you're going to have to weigh out every little gram, and it's not gonna, you're gonna eat and not be satiated. Uksiv yan uvyan b'mishpatai ma'asu, that you messed up in the justice, you weren't just, there wasn't justice happening, and that's why you're gonna get this punishment. Bavon shvu ashav, for the sin of swearing falsely. Ushvu asheker, so shvu ashav, is what everyone knows it's a lie. You swear about a man that's a woman. Shvu asheker, people don't know, they trust you. Like you swear that you ate something you didn't really eat. I don't know. V'chil Hashem. V'chil Shabbos. Chaya ro'a rabba. There's a lot of wild animals. V'hema kala. And it's going to eat up all the non-wild animals. V'nei adam mismatim. And people are going to die. V'adrachim ishtomin. And the streets will be empty. Shneamar, v'im be'ela lo tilasli al tikri be'ela ela be'ala. If you mess up with swearing falsely, uksiv v'shlachti b'chem eschayas asada, wild animals is the punishment for that. Uksiv b'shvo sheker, v'lositzav b'shmi l'shaker, don't swear falsely in the name, v'chilat l'shem l'kecha, v'chil l'shem k'siv l'oschal l'shem k'chi, v'chil shabbos k'siv m'chalem mos yivas, the language of chil by all these, v'yolif, chil m'shvo sheker. So the same punishment over there with gzereshav v'chil l'chil. Bavon shvichas damim, when people aren't careful about loss of life, people are killing people. Beis Hamikdash Chariv, Ushchina mistalakas miYisrael, the Shchina leaves. Shneamar, v'lo sachanifu esa'aretz asher atem ba, ki adamu yachnim esa'aretz. Right, it's talking about blood there. V'lo satame esa'aretz asher atem yoshin ba, asher ani shochin besocha. So, I'm only going to be there when you're not spilling blood. Ha atem mitam mosa. However, if you are defiling the land by spilling blood, Einichem Yoshim Ba, you're going to get kicked out of land, the Eini Shochen Besocha. And I am not going to be there either. Sounds like there's a punishment of Golos also for spilling blood, even though the Gemara didn't mention that. The Mefarshim talk about that. Bavon Gili Arayos, Vavodas Kochavim, Vahashmatas Shmitin Vyovolos, not observing Shmitin Yovol the proper way. Golos Balom, Goblin Osan. Klai Yisrael gets chucked out of Eretz Yisrael for Gilei Arayos, Avodah Zarah, and not observing Shvi Tevil, Oboi Nachem V'yoshim Koman, and others inhabit Eretz Yisrael, Shneamar, Ki Eskola Tevavos El Asu Anshei Aretz, Uksiv Atit Maretz Avkot Avana Alev, Vatoki Aretz Es Yoshvea, that the land chucks you out, Uksiv Lo Soki Aretz Eschem B'tamachem Osa. So you see that the punishment of Golos happens because you defile the land with Gilei Arayos and also not observing the Shemitah and Yov, Avodas Kachavim, Ksiv Nasatis Pigreichem V'Gomer, V'Gal Anavshi Eschem. So I'm going to rebuke you. Ksiv Ashimosis Migdashechem. The Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. It's going to be empty. V'Eschem Ezara Bagayim. And I'm going to spread you out into the Gayim. So you see that for Avodah Zarah, you end up going into Golos. B'shmitin v'yovlos k'siv oz tirtze ha'aretz es Shabbos oseh koi me'a shema. The land is going to get revenge for all the Shabboses that you didn't observe. V'atem b'aretz oivechem. You're going to get chucked out of it as a result of that. U'ksiv koi me'a shabbat tishbos. It's going to be because you didn't let it lie fallow during the Shemitah. Now it's going to be fallow because you're going to be out of there. B'avon navlos peh. What about for the sin of nivel peh? Disgusting speech, also terrible. Saros Rabos, Ugzeros Koshes Mischadshos, Ubachuri Sona Yisrael, Mesim. Because of the sin of Nivlus Peh, Saros Rabos, Ugzeros Koshes Mischadshos, a lot of Tsaros and Ugzeros happen. Ubachuri Sona Yisrael, Mesim. And it says Sona Yisrael really means the Jewish people, it's just a nice way of saying it. And young men from the Jews die for nivel peh. V'yisomim v'almanos tzaakin v'eino nanin, and the orphans and the almanas yell out for help, and nobody answers them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't answer them. Shneamar, al kein al bachur avlo yismach Hashem, that the kids HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to answer. V'yisomim v'almanos avlo yirachim. Hashem will not have mercy on the Almanas and the Yisomim. Ki kulo chanef umereh v'chol peh dover nevala. Because people speak nivel peh. B'chol zos lo shava po v'od yado netuya. Mai v'od yado netuya. What does it mean that even still now his hand is outstretched again? Tamar v'chana barava. Hakol yodin kal lamanichas alechupa. Everybody knows what happens at the wedding night after the wedding. We don't have to talk about it. Elakala menabel piv, but someone who is disgusting with his mouth and he speaks about it for no reason. Even though this is something that everybody knows about. That's what the Gra says. That's the Chiddush over here. This is not, it's like not like you're saying nivel peh. Everybody knows. I feel the chosman of Gzardin shall shivim shana letova. Even if there was a decree of that was 70 years in heaven, decreed for this person, for the good, that all his years would be good, but once he violates the sin of Nevel Peh, until this point, Hofchin Alav Lara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevatel all the zechuyos, and all of the years become bad years. That's why the word va'od is milashon va'ed. Va'ed, that forever. That for all of your years, that's going to get all the good that you did is going to be totally uprooted just because of Nivel Peh. You have to be very, very careful about the words that we say and the Nivel Peh. Amar Rabba Bar Shela, Amar Rav Chista, Kalam and Abelos Tviv, Mamikin Lo Gehenim. Anyone who speaks Nivel Peh, he's going to get a very deep and hot Gehenim. Shnemar, Shucha Amuka Pizaris. It's going to be very, very Pizaris. When your mouth speaks bad, it's going to be a very deep Gehenim. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Af Shomea Vishosek. Not only if you speak Nivel Peh is a problem, but if you hear somebody else speak Nivel Peh and you don't respond, that's also bad. You have to have a response. Shenemar, Zeom Hashem Yipol Shom. Someone who's angered, who angers Hashem, will also fall there. If you're someone who's near that person. Amar Voshaya, kol ha'mamarek atzmo la'aveira. Anyone who his heart is focused not on mitzvahs, but his heart is focused on doing averas. Chaburo suptan yotzin bo. You're going to end up having afflictions on your body. Shnemar chaburos, like wounds, petza, tamruk bira. Someone who causes himself to do, who focuses on bad. Lo od, elashin nidon bahadroken. He gets a certain stomach ache, stomach illness. Shnemar umakos chadre vaten. Amar v'nach, it's a simen la'avera hadroken. A simon for the Avera of Znus is if you get this bad stomach issue. There's three types of stomach illness. Shel Avera, one of them is connected to Znus, Ava. So your stomach gets bloated. The Shel Rav, the one that's one that gets caused by just famine, Tafuach. So your skin gets separated from the flesh. You have a lot of water in your skin. Vishal kshafim, the one that happens because of witchcraft, dak. Your skin becomes the stomach ailment that, as a result of witchcraft, your skin becomes very thin. Shmuel akatan chashbe. So Shmuel akatan got this illness of hadroken. Omar, Ribon Shalom, mi mephis. Who is going to tell the world that this did not happen to me? Because of Avera. People are going to come to think that I did an Avera. So Hashem responded and healed him because of that prayer that he said. Because there's three reasons. Only one of them is because of sin. The other ones, there's legit reasons to get it also. So he davened that it should leave him and he got healed. Abaye Choshbe, same thing happened. Abaye got the illness. Amar Rava. Yedanabe ben Achmini. Rava said, I know about Abaye. Demachven Nafshe. That he starves himself, and that's why he got it. He's so into his learning that he doesn't stop to eat breakfast, lunch, and supper. He's learning all day long. That's why he got the hadroken, not because he's a Baal Aveira. Rava Choshbe. So then Rava got it. Asks the Gemara, Vaha Rava hu da amar nefishik tile kader menefishik kafen. How could Rava get sick with this? Rava was very healthy. He used to take care of himself. He wouldn't be like Abai. He was upset that Abai would starve himself, but he would eat healthy. And similarly, also, he would always go to the bathroom at the right time. Answered the Gemara, Shani Rava de Unsile Rabbanim Beidnei Baal Karche. That a lot of times people would ask him so many questions in the shir. He had to go to the bathroom. He didn't feel right not answering the questions, so he would hold himself back from going to the bathroom. That's why he got hadroken, out of respect for the people asking questions. Tana Rabbanan, Arba Siman Haim, Simon La'Avera, a simon for that a person engages in Znus is hadroken. Simon Sin Aschinam Yerakon, a simon for Sin Aschinam is Yerakon. You get your face turns green. Simon Lagasis Aruach, A simon of arrogance is anius. If you're not good in Torah, that's a raya that you're arrogant. Because you don't take the time to sit there, you don't have the patience to learn, you're so arrogant, you think you know everything, you don't actually sit and learn it. Simon lashon hara askara. A simon that you're a baal lashon hara is you get this choking in your throat, a coughing choking. Tan rabbanan askara baal olam. You're choking in your throat. Comes because of lashon hara. Says the Gemara, al hamaiser. No, it's not because of lashon hara. One opinion says lashon hara. The other opinion says it's maiser, that you don't eat, you don't take maiser off. Rabbi Elazar ben Yosi omar al lashon hara. He says no. The sin of choking happens like it's like a coughing choking. Either for not being careful about maiser or for not being careful about lashon hara. Amar Rava v'Tema Rabbi Shimon ben Levi Mikra. Where do you see that in the pasuk? The Hamelach Yismach Belokim. Yishalo kol anishbabo ki yisacher pi dovri sheker. So you see that somebody who talks lashon hara gets askara. Ibayluhu, Rabbi Elazar b'Yosi al lashon hara kamar, odilma af al lashon hara nami kamar. Is it only lashon hara or also lashon hara? Tashma. Kishniklas Rabbi sent to Karam Yavna when the rabbis went into the base medrash in Karam Yavna. Hoyashem, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Nishal Hashem with them. Makazu, this plague of like a type of whooping cough, askara, choking. Why is it start in the stomach and finishes in the mouth? Nana, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Elazar, Rosh Hamadav Mechal Makom. Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Elazar, who was Rosh Hamadav Mechal Makom, Ba'amar, and he said, Afal Pisha Kloyos Yotzos, even though the kidneys give a person advice, and they told him to say the lashon hara. V'lev meivin, the heart understands it. The idea v'lashon mechatech, and the tongue says the words, but peh gomer, it's the throat that actually ends up pronouncing the words. So that's why the punishment of askar, it starts in the stomach, but it goes up and affects your whole system, but it ends up in the throat because you spoke lashon hara. So that's why you get it in the throat. Nena Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi va'amar. Rabbi Elazar says, why does it start? Mipnei she'ochlin ba'dvarim tmeim. It came from eating bad stuff. Dvarim tmeim. Sa'akadai dach ela she'ochlin ba'dvarim she'enu mitukanim. You ate stuff that doesn't have maiser. So it's mida k'neged mida that starts in the stomach. Nena Rabbi Shimon va'am avon bitl Torah. He has a third opinion. It's because of the sin of bitl Torah. Amr lo, nashim yochichu. What do you mean? Women get askara. And yet, women get askara, and they don't. They're not chayv in Talmud Torah. They don't. They don't get punished for bittul Torah. Nashim shemavatlo says baalei. The Gemara answers, shemavatlo says baalein. So even though the women, they don't do bittul Torah themselves, but they don't let their husbands learn. So they get punished with it also. Nachrim yochichu, but how do non-Jews get askara? Shemavatl nes Yisrael, the mevata klal Yisrael from learning Torah. Tinokos yochichu. What about little kids? Shemavatl nes avim, they're mevatl their parents from learning. Tinokos yochichu beis rabin yochichu. What about the kids in yeshiva? Hasam kederabi Gurion. Dam Rabbi Gurion and Tamer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shmaya. Bizman shat tzadikim bador. Tzadikim nispasim al ador. If there are tzadikim in a generation, sometimes the tzadikim die, and it's a kapara. Yesterday there was some tzadikim that were nifter. Should be a kapara for Klal Yisrael. Ein tzadikim bedor tinokos shel Yisrael nispasim al ador. Unbelievable. If there's no real tzadikim in the generation, so sometimes young children have to die, and it's a kapara on the door. So that's why, when the young children, so they're getting punished by askara. Sometimes the kids get punished for that as well. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Zeiri v'Amri la Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Nizira. My kira. From what pasuk do we know that the tzaddikim and the tinokos shel beis rabban die for the sins of the generation? The pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, "Im lo seidi lach hayavah menashim tzi'ilach be'ikve atzon u'ri'is gedi osayach al mishknos haroim." If you don't observe my mitzvos, so try and ask for mercy with the ikve atzon, the avos, the the hinds of the sheep, who are the avos, they're the ones who Klal Yisrael, the elders, the ones who Klal Yisrael relies on, and in their zechus you'll be able to raise your children. The amrinon gedoyim hamushkanan hamimushkanin al haroim. This is referring to the tinokos who get caught, who get punished with these sins in place of the tzaddikim, when there aren't real tzaddikim. So you see the tzaddikim die, but if they are no tzaddikim, so then the kids die and the children, the yeshiva bachrim, die in their place. Shma mina, af al lashon hara nami kamar. So you see from this whole story, the Rabbi Lezer was the one who said lashon hara. So he says over here that it's for here, Rabbi Lezer, who previously said lashon hara, here he says it's for eating tevel. So you see that when he said the lashon hara meant af al lashon hara nami kamar, shma mina. So it's also lashon hara. Oh. Now we come to the famous story of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai in the Gemara. Unbelievable story of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai in the cave. Here we go. Says the Gemara. Now, Va'amai Karolei Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makom. So in the story before, we had Rabbi Huda Rabbi Loi was called Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makom. He was the guy who got to speak first. He always was the best darshan. They always let him speak first. He gave the best drushes. Why was it called Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makom, Rabbi Huda Rabbi Loi? So listen to this incredible story. To Yasvei Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon. So one time, Rabbi Huda Rabbi Loi and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, were all Yosef Yehuda Ben Gerim. So they were all sitting, and another Jew there, his name was Yehuda Ben Gerim. Both of his parents were Gerim. Gabayu. Pasach Rabbi Yehuda Amar. So Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi opened up and said, Kama non masem shel umazu. How beautiful are the actions of the Romans. Tiknu shvakim, tiknu gesharim. The Romans built these beautiful marketplaces and beautiful bridges. Tiknu mechatzos, beautiful bathhouses. The Romans, they're good builders. Rabbi Yossi heard the words, shasak. He heard him say this, he didn't say anything. Nene Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai ba'amar. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai responded and said, don't praise the Romans for this, because they just did it for themselves. Kol ma'ashe tiknu lo tiknu el tzorach atzman. Tiknu shvakan lahosha ben zonos. They made these big marketplaces to have prostitutes there, mechatzos, la'adim and atzman, and the bathhouses is to give themselves pleasure. Gisharim litol mehen meches. They only built bridges to collect taxes. Holach Yehuda ben Gerim v'siper divrayim v'nishmu l'malchus. So this Yehuda ben Gerim was upset that these people were not saying nice things about the Romans, and he went and told the Romans about what these rabbis said about them. V'nishmu l'malchus. Amru Yehuda she'ila. So Yehuda b'Rabbi Loi, who praised the Romans, Yis'ala, he's going to become the person who gets to speak first at every gathering. That's why he was the person who spoke first. Yossi sheshasak yigla litzipori. Rabbi Yossi, who was quiet, he didn't even respond. He gets gullus. Shimon shegina yehareg. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, who made fun of the Romans, will have to be killed. When Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai heard about this, azal hu ubrei. So he and his son Rabbi Lazar, Tashu Bay Midrasha. So they hid in the base medrash. Kol yoma v'maisla dvisa rifta v'kuzo d'maya v'karche. Every day his wife used to bring him bread and water, and they would eat and drink. Kitakiv gzerta. When the gzera got worse, they started finding out about him. Amar le lebrei. He said to his son, Nashim daitan kala alein. I'm worried that some woman who is weak is going to be seduced by the Romans to tell them where we are. Dilma mitzayale megayalan. I'm afraid that they'll torture the women. They'll torture the women, and they're going to have to reveal it. Azal tashu b'marasa. They hid in a cave. Israchesh nisa ibruluhu charuvo ve'ena demaya. A miracle happened, and a carob tree, and a wellspring. Came up there, so they ate had food. Havmishachi manayu, they would take off their clothing, Vaviasa Tzarai Bechala, and they would dig themselves into the sand. They were naked, so their clothing shouldn't decompose, and they would get into the sand and cover themselves up to their necks. Kula Yoma Garse, all day long they would learn. The tradition is that he discovered the whole Zohar while this during this time. Be'idun Saluye, when they needed to daven, Lovshu Miksu Matslu, they would wear the garments and daven. V'hadu Meshach Minayo Kiheich Delo Livlu. And then they would take the clothing off so it shouldn't get destroyed. They would only wear the clothing for davening time. Isvu Tresa Shani B'Marasa, they sat there and learned for 12 years in the cave. Us Elio V'kam Piksa D'Marasa, Elio Anavi came and stood at the entrance to the cave. Omar, Man Lo De L'Bar Yochai D'Mis Kesar B'Dla Gzerte. Elio Anavi came and he said, Man Lo De L'Bar Yochai D'Mis Kesar B'Dla Gzerte. Who is going to tell Rosh Shimon Yochai that the Caesar died and the Gzera was batel? Nafku, they came out of the cave. Chazu Inshu, so they understood that the Gzera was over. They came out of the cave. Chazu Inshu de Kakarche Vizare. They saw people that were plowing and planting. Amar. Manichin Chai, almost Kim Chai Shah. How could these people be engaged in this thing? How come they're working for a living and not learning Torah? Whenever they would look negatively at these people who were just working, Miyad Nisraf, whoever was doing this would get burnt up. Abaskal came out and said, what? I took you out of the cave, you're going to burn up my whole world. Go back to the cave. Hadar Azil, they went back to the cave. Isu Tresi Achishatid for another year. Amri Mishpat Rishan began Mishnemasar Chodesh. So Rishayim and Gehenim have to dwell 12 months. So we're obviously getting punished for what we did. So we now have Kapara, Yatza, Baskol, V'amratzumi, Raschem. It's time to leave the cave. Nafku. They went out. Kalecha Davi Machi, Rebbe Lazar, Havi Masi, Rebbe Shimon. Wherever Rebbe Lazar would look negatively at somebody, Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai would fix it. He would heal the person. Amar lo, Bini, Dai la'olam ani va'ata. The world will be enough that just me and you will learn Torah. Don't be so mak, but let them do the work. There was one Arab Shabbos, Chazahu Saba, Davinoka Trey Midane Asa. He saw an elderly person carrying two bunches of hadasim, one for Zachar and one for Shamar, to smell the hadasim on Shabbos. V'royit Ben Ashmashos. He was running during Ben Ashmashos. Amrulei. Hani Lamalach, so Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Lazar said to this older man, why are you taking these hadasim? Amalu l'chavad Shabbos. V'tiskele b'chad, maybe one should be enough. Chad keneged Zachar v'chad keneged Shamar. One for Zachar and one for Shamar. Amale l'brei, chazi kamachaviv in mitzvah Yisrael Yosef d'atayu. So they were appeased. You see how great the Jewish people are. They care about respecting the Zachar of Shabbos and the Shamar of Shabbos. So they calm down. Shamar Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair Chasne. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair was the son-in-law of Rabbi Shimon Yochai. He's heard this story. V'nafak la'ape. He heard Rabbi Shimon Yochai was coming back. V'nafak la'ape. He came out to greet him. Ayla lebebane. So so Rabbi Pinchas took his father-in-law to the bathhouse. Havik ha'orich le lebisre. He was smoothening the skin of his father-in-law. Chazav by Pile Begufe, so there were so many wounds on his body. So he was crying, and the tears went into the wounds and caused him to have pain. Rabbi Shimon have pain. Amalei, Oyli Shiri Sicha Bekach. Woe is to me that I've seen you in this lowly state. Amalei Ashrecha Shiri Sini Bekach. Rabbi Shimon said, no, you're lucky you see me like this. Shelimola Rusini Bekach. Had you not seen me like this, Lo Matzasi Bekach. You wouldn't have found the reason I wouldn't have found all the hidden secrets of Torah had I not been wounded like this. Demeikara ki havi makshe Rabbi Shimon Yochai kushya. It used to be when before I went to the cave, when Rabbi Shimon Yochai would ask a question, I'm mepharikle Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair trace of peruke. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair would give 12 answers to each question. Lasof, after 12 years in the cave, ki havi makshe Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair kushya. When Rabbi Pinchas Yair would ask Kasha Mafrikli, Rabbi Shimon Yochai asked him about Peruke. Rabbi Shimon Yochai knew 24 answers to each of Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair's kashas. Omar, hol v'srachish nisa, ezel sakin milsa. Rav Shimon Yochai said, since a miracle happened to me, that I was saved from the Romans, I'm going to go do something for the public. Just like Yaakov Avinu did, after he came safe from Esav and Lavan. Tichsiv, ayavo Yaakov shalem, amarav shalem, begufa shalem, b'mamona shalem, b'tarosav, ayichan es p'nei ha'ir. What did he do? Amarav matbea tikin lem, he gave them a money currency, gave them money. Ushmol amar shvakim tikin lem, he built markets for them. Rabbi Yochan amar mechatzos tikin lem, bathhouses he made for them. So you see that when something good happens to a person, you have to do something for the public. Omar, Ika Milsa de Baila Tukunis, Rabbi Shimon Yochai asked, what do the people of the city need? Amalei, Ika Duchta de Ispe, Suffolk Tumma. There's a place where there's a Suffolk Tumma, Vislu Tsara la Kohanim la Kufe. And it's difficult for the Kohanim to walk around in this place. They have to go around a long way. Omar, Ika Inish Diyada Dischazik Hocha Tahara. So Rabbi Shimon Yochai said, is there a person who knows which area here is Tahar, that there was never a grave in this place? So maybe accidentally a mace was buried there, so we can move it. Amalei, Ahusaba, Kan Kitzetz Ben Zakai Turmose Truma. I know that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakai used to cut pieces of Truma here. He planted Truma here, so you see it's a Makom Tahar. It's also to bring Tumah to Truma. Ovid Iunami Hachi, so Shimon Ben Yochai also did that. He uprooted the Turmusim and placed them all over the area that was Suffolk, and a miracle happened. And when he placed this Turmus on these places, the dead person rose to the surface in that area. Kalecha David Kashi, so then he knew everywhere that the land was hard, Tare, there was no dead person. Any land that was soft, Tsayne, he said that's the place where the dead people were. Amar Husaba, Tir Ben Yochai, Beis HaKvaros. Rav Shimon Yochai was Metar Beis HaKvaros. Amar Le, Il Malay Hayisa Yimanu, had you been with us, you could have a Tane against me. Had you not been here, you could have a claim against me. And even if you were here but you didn't agree, Yafata Omer. But you were here also and you agreed to this procedure. Yomru Zonos Mefarchas Ozu Ezu. Tamid Chacham Lo Kol Shekein. People are going to say, even prostitutes who have to fight with each other over who gets the business, but yet they still make sure that each other are pretty. Tamid Chachamim. Who shouldn't we be able to get along? Shouldn't you be supportive of this psak that I just did? Yav Be'ene, Rav Shimon Yochai looked at this guy negatively, v'nach nafshe, and he died. Nafak l'shuka. So Rav Shimon Yochai went out to the marketplace. Chazi Yehuda ben Gerim. He met the guy. Yehuda ben Gerim was the guy who sent him to the cave in the first place. He met the guy who told Lashon Hara about him to the Romans. Omar. Adayin yesh lezeh ba'olam, you're still living. Nasan bo'enav v'aso gal shel atzamos. Hashem Yichai looked at him and turned him into a pile filled with bones. New Mishnah. We're on to tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow's daf is daf lamed dalet. We'll do it a little bit in advance. Wow. Erev Pesach's daf, that's something. Eliyahu Hanavi, Hashem Yichai, this is a special day. This is a special day, the story of Shimon Yochai. Okay, big things could happen today. Big Rabbeinu things could happen.
Shimon Bar Yochai is busy killing people at the end of the daf. Earlier on, they said that he went back into the cave for 12 months so that he could be a healer, not a killer.
Good kasha. But apparently, again, that was for killing people who didn't deserve it. These people who he killed deserved it. So he's still allowed to kill them afterwards. That was just some people making a parnasa. He shouldn't have been killing those people. Oh. New Mishnah. Shlosha dvarim sarachod loma beisa besoch beisa erev Shabbos m'chashecha. My father, Zechon Levach, used to have a special niggin for saying this every Friday night. Shlosha dvarim sarachod loma besoch beisa erev Shabbos m'chashecha. Yisar temi rav temat liku es haner. That's my father used to say every Friday night. Three things. You have to ask the women, did you take Maaser? Not just the women, the people of your house. Were we mafresh Maaser? Did we do a Ruve Tchumen and a Ruve Chatzeres? As the Rashi says, even though the Gemara implies only one. Hadlika wasaner, make sure to light candles. Safik hashecha safik ein hashecha. Oh, we're going to talk all about Bein HaShemashas. If it's, you're not sure it's dark or not, ein ma'asun esavadai, so you're not allowed to take Maaser. It's already Safik Shabbos. You're not allowed to take Maaser on Shabbos because it's Misakin Mana. Right? It's Makeh B'Patish. Vein matbilin esakelin. You can't dip kelin that are tamei in a mikveh. Same thing. It's Makeh B'Patish. Vein matlikin esaneris. It's already Safik Shabbos. You can't light candles. Avam ma'asun esadmai. But Safik Maaser you're allowed to take. Uma'arvin. And you are allowed to make an Erev during Bein HaShemashos. We'll see. The Gemara is going to talk about that. V'tomnin esachamin. Under certain circumstances, you are allowed to cover over hot stuff. Not with a davar ha-mosif hevel, but with a davar ha-mamid hevel. We'll talk about that. You're not allowed to put it up in something that's going to add the heat, but you are allowed to wrap it during Bein HaShemashos in something that's going to retain the heat. We'll talk about that, like in a blanket or something. Says the Gemara, Minahani Mile. Where do we learn these words from? Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Amar Kra. V'yodata kishalom ha'olecha ufakadata navecha v'lo secheteh. So v'yodata kishalom, that's hadlakas haner, shalom bayis. Ufakadata navecha, that's eruv tchumen, make your dwelling place correct. V'lo secheteh, that's meisers. Omer Rabbi Barav Huna, Afagav Dam Rabban Shlosh Dvam Sachad Lom Sech Beiser Sham Sech Sheikha, Tzalchem Emren Bini Chusa. Even though you got to say these things and remind the people to do these things, make sure to say them pleasantly and patiently, not like in the, you know, your normal Erev Shabbos voice, not in your Erev Shabbos voice, pleasantly. Because when you don't say things pleasantly, people don't listen to them. When you say things pleasantly, people listen. So people should be able to accept it. Because if you make people crazy, then they get too nervous and then they're not gonna do the right thing. Ravashi, I know lo shemili, ad rabba ravuna vikiyamti misvara. I never heard of Rabbi Huna say this, but I did it. It's svara. It's logical. It's logical that when you say things pleasantly, people listen to them. Asks the Gemara. Hagufa kasha. The Mishnah itself contradicts itself. You should say these things before Bein HaShemashos. Then it says, you are allowed to make an Eruv. So make up your mind. You have to make the Eruv before Bein HaShemashos or during Bein HaShemashos. Simon, Begufya, Zimra, Tzipara, Bahavla, Demilsa. That's the simon for the next five topics. So Eruv Tchumin, that might be a real din doraisa. And therefore, and even if it's not a din doraisa, it's connected to a pasuk. And therefore, you're not allowed to do that Bein HaShemashos. But Kan Be'iruv Chatzeros, Eruv Chatzeros is only a din derabanan, it's only a chumra, so therefore you're allowed to do it Bein HaShemashos. You're allowed to make an Erev Chatzeros during Bein HaShemashos, just not Erev Tchumen. V'amarava, Amru lo, Shnayim Tseva Arev Aleinu. So two guys say to a shliach, go make an Erev Chatzeros for us, an Erev Tchumen. Go make an Erev Tchumen for us at the end of 2,000 Amas. Le'echad Erev Alavim Ba'od Yom. One of them he made the Erev while it was still day, Vada Yom. Le'echad Erev Alav Bein HaShemashos. And one of them, he made the Erev Bein HaShemashos. Now we have a double problem over here. Zesh Erev Alav Mibod Yom Nechal Eruvo Bein HaShemashos. The one that he made the Erev for by day, it got eaten up by a dog Bein HaShemashos. So it wasn't there by the end of Bein HaShemashos. Zesh Erev Alav Bein HaShemashos, the one that he made the Erev Bein HaShemashos Nechal Eruvo Mishachashecha. The Erev got eaten after dark. Says the Gemara, the din is Shneim Kanu Eruv. Both Eruvs are legit. Whoa. Both Eruvs are legit. Says the Gemara, this makes absolutely no sense. One or the other has to be not legit. Why? Manavshach. E bein hashmashos yamamahu. If you consider bein hashmashos to be like day, so then the first guy's Erev should be bad because it got eaten up before Shabbos, and the second guy's Erev should be good. Basu likne, kama lo likne. The second guy's Erev should be good, the first one not good. E bein hashmashos lailahu. If bein hashmashos is considered night, kama likne, basu lo likne. The first guy Erev should work, the second guy no, because it was too late already. You got to have the Erev before Shabbos starts. If you tell me bein hashmashos is night, so he put the Erev first, bein hashmashos, so then it shouldn't work. Answers the Gemara, bein hashmashos sveika derabbanan hu, usveika derabbanan lekula. You could be lenient in both directions. You can consider it night for the first guy and day for the second guy. Wow. Rava mipnei Amar Rava mipnei ma amru ein tomnim bedavar she'eno mosif hevel mishachashecha. Why are you not allowed to wrap your hot food in something on Shabbos? Gzeira shema yartiach. We're afraid maybe you will find that it's cold and you'll heat it up. Amalei abaye ihachi ben hashmashos nami nigzor. So then you should say the same thing ben hashmashos. You shouldn't be allowed to do that. Amalei. Stam kederos, no. If it's ben hashmashos, stam kederos is already hot. Rosh chosin, it's already hot. Ve'amar Rava, and Rava further said, mipnei ma amru ein tomnim medavar amosif hevel va'afilu mi ba'od yom. Why did the rabbi say you're not allowed to wrap something in something that's going to add heat to it? Like a warming drawer, maybe. I didn't say that. Ask your rabbi. Why you maybe not allowed to place something inside a warming drawer, according to some authorities? I'm not a posek, so what I say doesn't count. But why did the rabbi say you're not allowed to put something on Shabbos and something that's going to add heat to it? Even mi ba'od yom, even Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to do that. Yeah, you could put something on a blech or on a maybe hot plate because it doesn't fully cover it over on all sides. But something that fully covers it over on all sides, you're not even allowed to put it in on Erev Yontif. Matmin hatmanim bedavar amosif hevel. Says the Gemara, gzeira shema yatmin meremet sheyesh bagacheles. We are afraid, gzeira shema yatmin meremet sheyesh bagacheles. We are afraid, maybe you will be tomein, maybe you will wrap it in something that actually has a fire. And what's the problem with that? Coals. Amalei abaye v'yatnin. What's the matter with doing that on Erev Shabbos? Gzeira shem yichadim b'gecholim. That's a gzeira. You're not allowed to put something up on something that you could adjust the coals on Erev Shabbos, because we're afraid you're going to come to adjust the coals to make it hotter on Shabbos. Aye, it's a double gzeira. Gzeira l'gzeira. The Mepharshim talk about that. It's all one gzeira. Because they knew it wouldn't, the first gzeira wouldn't last without the second gzeira. We needed both gzeiras. A lot of discussion about this. But if it's grufo k'tuma, if it's non-adjustable, it's okay. Don't worry, we're going to learn the whole third parak of Shabbos all about this. The whole third parak. It was all about how you are allowed to heat up food and not allowed to heat up food. Rabbi Mordechai Willick holds that you're allowed to heat up food on Shabbos day with a non-adjustable hot plate. A hot plate that's not adjustable. It's not near a kemavashel because people don't cook with it. And there's no problem shemi chadi b'chalom because you can't adjust anything. It's like grufo k'tuma. So that's the way the Kamenetskis heat up the hot food on Shabbos with a non-adjustable hot plate. But you're not allowed to be matmin bedavar hamosif hevel on Erev Shabbos. And on Shabbos, you're not even allowed to be matmin bedavar hamamid hevel. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. Okay, a whole discussion about bein hashmashos. We're just going to do the beginning of it now. And the end of it will be tomorrow's daf. By the way, Daf Yomi will be meeting Motzei Shabbos at 9 p.m. to do Daf Lamed Hey and Lamed Vav. We'll do another hour of Motzei Shabbos Lamed Hey and Lamed Vav. Here we go. Tanu Rabbanan. Bein hashmashos, there's three possibilities. Safik min hayom umin halayla. Maybe it's both night and day. Safik kula min hayom. Maybe it's all day. Safik kula min halayla. Maybe it's all night. We don't know what bein hashmashos is. We also don't know when bein hashmashos is. And there's a lot of complicated calculations here. And I'm going to tell you in advance, keeping up with all the math of bein hashmashos, this is not my strength. This is not my thing. But I'm going to do my best. I'm going to do my best. Matilin also l'chomer. Therefore, one of the boys in my shir last year, ninth grader, did an amazing job on, did a whole presentation on Bein HaShmash. I'm Amish, I couldn't follow him. Honestly, I couldn't follow the whole thing. He did all the calculations of the minutes and seconds and everything. Okay. So we have to be machmir. Shnei hayamim. So you have to consider it both day and night. L'chumr. You have to be machmir. Ve'izeo Bein HaShmashos. Now, when is Bein HaShmashos? Misha tishka hachama calls man shepnei mizrach ma'adimin. From the time the sun sets, calls man that it's still a little bit red in the sky. Hichsev atachton, velo hichsev elyon, if it's red on the lower half of the sky and not the higher part of the sky, Bein HaShmashos. That's also Bein HaShmashos. The Gemara is going to ask in a minute. That's a contradiction. Does it start at Bein HaShmashos or is it later? Hichsev elyon, v'hishvel atachton zeh olayla. Once the top part of the night gets dark, the top part of the sky gets dark like the bottom, then it's night. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, k'dei she'alachadu mishatishka chama chatzi mil. 9 minutes. From Shkia, for 9 minutes, that's half a meal. There's a machloka. Some people say a meal is 18 minutes, some people say 22 minutes, some people say 24 minutes. If you say 18 minutes, then Bein HaShmashos is 9 minutes. And after that is already Vaday Laila, 9 minutes after Shkia. That's Rabbi Nechemya's opinion. Rabbi Yossi says, Bein HaShmashos keheref ayin. Bein HaShmashos is like the blink of an eye. Ze nichnas v'ze yotze. The day ends and the night begins in a flash. We can't v'ef shalamet alei. You can't know exactly when Bein HaShmashos is. Now, the Gemara is going to now talk about the beginning. You have to be machmir on both days. What do you mean you have to consider Bein HaShmashos like both days? Where does this come up? This comes up as far as Tuma is concerned. Kidisnan, like we learned in a Mishnah by Zav. Rush, Ne'yamim Bein HaShmashos. Let's say a Zav sees, what's a Zav? A Zav is someone that a liquid comes out of him. We don't have Zav anymore nowadays. A certain type of liquid comes out of him. It's the same as Tumas Keri, but it's not with pleasure. It's not a pleasure thing. It's the same type of liquid. If a Zav sees one Ria, he's the same Dinam as a Keri. If he sees one Ria today and one in 2 days, also just about Keri. But if he sees twice in 1 day, or twice on two consecutive days, he sees, then he's a Zav, and he has to count 7 clean days. And if he sees 3 consecutive days, then he has to bring a carbon also, right? The Mishnah is a Megillah. There's no difference in a Zav that sees 2 years or 3 years except for carbon, right? So, Rosh Ne'yamim Bein HaShmashos. Let's say he sees 2 consecutive nights Bein HaShmashos. So it might be a 1 day, might be a 2 day, might be a 3 day. You don't know, depending on what Bein HaShmashos is. Suffik l'tumah l'karban. So you're not sure whether he has the 7 day tumah of his Zav. Has he seen twice? No, maybe so day one and day three. If it's day one and day three, he's only a Balkari. He doesn't have tumah ziva. But maybe he saw 1 and 2. Or maybe he saw 1 and 2 and 3. So, because if it goes from 1 day into the next, that also counts as 2 days. Suffik l'tumah l'karban. Ra yom echad Bein HaShmashos. If you see 1 day Bein HaShmashos, Suffik Latumah. Then it's only a Suffik for Tumah. So that's where Bein HaShmashos. Says Gemara. Hagu Fakasha. Amis is your Bein HaShmashos, Mishatishka Chama calls Man Shepnei Mizrach Ma'adimin. First, you tell me when's Bein HaShmashos? When the sun, after the sun sets, while the eastern sky is red. But if the bottom part is red and the top part is not, lailuhu. Then after you tell me, no, that's called Bein HaShmashos. So it's all one statement. Amar Rabba Yudah Mashmuel. Kroch v'tani. Wrap it all together in one. Ezeo Bein HaShmashos. What's considered Bein HaShmashos? Mishatishka achama kol zman shebnei mizrach ma'adimin. Once the sun sets, all the time that the that there's still red on the horizon in the lower sky, if the lower half of the sky is still red and the upper half is dark, that time also, that if the entire sky is dark, then it becomes night. Rav Yosef has a different pshat. Once the sun sets, even after the sun sets, and the lower half of the sky is red, that's day. No, if once the sun sets, if the whole sky is red, that's day. If the bottom half of the sky is dark, but the upper half is red, once both halves become dark, that's night. So there's three stages. Right after Shkia, when the whole sky is still red, it's day. The lower half is black, but the upper half is red. That's Benash Mashos. The whole half gets black, then it's night. And Rav Yosef and Rav Rabba, in the name of Shmuel, also argue Lishitasam. Rabba and Rav Yosef also argue Lishitasam in a different place. How long is Ben Hashmashos? Three parts of a meal. My shlosha chelke meal. What's three parts of a meal? Ilema tlasa palge mila. If you tell me it means three half a meal, three half a meal, tlasa palge mila, three halves, name a meal mechza. Say 1 meal and a half. Ella tlosa til se mila. If it means three thirds of a meal, okay, name a meal. Just say 1 meal. Ella tilsa rive mila. Three quarters of a meal. Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda Shmuel, shnei chelke meal. Two parts of a meal. Maishna, maishnei chelke meal. What's two parts of a meal? Ilema tre palge mila. If it means two halves, lema mil. Let him say 1 meal. Ella tre rive mila. Two quarters of a meal. Two quarters is a half. Even I know that math. Lema chatzi meal. Ella tre tilse meal, two thirds of a meal. My benayu, you can benayu palga de danka, half of a sixth, or 1/12. So one says two thirds of a meal, one says three quarters of a meal. What's the difference between two thirds and three quarters? 1/12. The chilufa bechalsa, and they have opposite positions when it comes to the size of a basket, a large basket that's so big you don't move it, it's no longer makabel tuma. Damaraba chalsa bas tre kure, a basket that's two kor, holds two kor. Shari little too, that's already too big. You're allowed to carry on Shabbos because it's not a kli. It's not mukta. Ubas tlasa kuri, but if it's three kor, it's so big. Also latatla, it's mukta, it's not a kli. I'm sorry. Two kor is a kli, it's still movable. Three kor, it's so big, it's also latatla, it's not a kli, it's mukta. Rav Yosef Amino, bas tlasa kuri nami shari. If it holds three kor, it's enough. Bas arba kure aser. If it's four kor, it's aser. Rabbi, bai mine demar, bishas maise. I asked Rabba a question. A Meister Shai, he wouldn't even let me carry something that holds two kor. Come on, who's that going like? A Haitan. It's like the following town of Disnan. Kaveres Hakash. A basket made of straw. Of a Kaveres Hakonim or reeds. Who bore Svin Alexandris. Or a big cistern that they would from Alexandria that they would put in a boat so they would be drinking water on a boat. Aval pishiyeshlam shulaim, even though it has a bottom, vehin machazikos, arboim sa balach, and it holds 40 sa of water. Shein kurayim biyavich, which is two kor, which is 60 sa. If yavich tahorim, it's tahor milakabotum. So you see already two kor is big enough. Am rabbi shmamina hai good shatilsav. So you see how much more of dry can you have than wet? 1/3 more, because 40 sa is with wet, and 60 saw is with dry. Okay, gentlemen, we're going to stop here. Now, hold on, I have a little public service announcement. Everybody listen very carefully. Unfortunately, with my Siyum, two different Zoom addresses went out. So you are all on the right Zoom address for my Siyum. You're on the right Zoom address. But I'm going to ask you all to log off. I got to go to my other Zoom address, because people are going to come to the other one. I got to tell them they got to come to this one. So I apologize about the complication. I just don't want anybody to miss it. The young Israel of Woodmere sent out for my, I didn't know they were sending out my Zoom address. They sent out my regular Zoom address, not this one. So you're all on the right one. So keep this, keep, you're all going to have to log out of this. And then do me a favor. At 8:32, at 8:32, if you want to be part of the Siyum Bechorim, log back into this one at 8:32. Am I being clear to everybody? You guys are on the right address. But log out now, and then I got to go to my other Zoom address to tell people to come to this one. So at 8:32, come back to this one. I will be making the Siyum Bechorim at 8:32 on this channel. Okay? I apologize. I will be back to make the Siyum Bechorim on this very same Daf Yomi channel at 8:32. I'll be back, and I'll make the Siyum at 8:32 on this Daf Yomi channel. So log off now, and then I'm going to go to the other Zoom. Yeah, Yitzchak Weiss, great to have you. David Beer, great to have everybody. Whoever needs the Siyum, I'm going to be logging off from this, and you guys are on the right channel. You're on the right channel. You're on the correct channel. I'm going to be logging off and log back onto this channel at 8:32. The Siyum is going to be at 8:32. I'm going to be closing this meeting and logging on again at 8:32 because some people have my wrong Zoom address. You are all on the right address. You're on the right address. But please log off now and log on again at 8:32. Okay, those of you who have joined for the Siyum Bechorim, I'm going to ask you to log off and log on again at 8:32 because some people sent out my wrong address. You're all on the right address. This is the correct address. You are all on the right address. The Siyum is going to begin at 8:32 because I have to go to my other Zoom address and tell those people to come to this Zoom address. So I apologize about the confusion. But this, you guys are all on the right address. Harry, you're on the right address. Adler, Thurm, you're all on the right address. Avi Adler, you're all on the right. I'm just going to go to my other Zoom address and tell people to come to this one. Okay, I'm going to be ending this meeting. I'm going to be restarting it at 8:32. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, okay, those of you who are on this Zoom call, okay, oh my gosh, okay, those of you who have come to join me in my Siyum this morning, so I have some good news and some slightly difficult news. The good news is you came to the right place, because the Young Israel sent out this Zoom address. The challenging news is that I apologize, but due to some confusion in different places, this Siyum is actually going to take place at a different Zoom address, not this one. So I apologize for making you go to another location. So if you could get a pen and write down the new Zoom location for my other meeting where there's another 40 people waiting for me on the other line. So I apologize about this. So the Zoom is going to take place at a different address. So I will say it a few times so you get it exactly correct. The Siyum is going to take place, and for those who won't get it right, I'm going to come back on this channel and do another one here afterwards, just in case people get messed up. But the new Zoom address for my Zoom, which will take place at 8:32, it'll take place at 8:32, 500-505-953. 500-505-953. I apologize. I apologize, but I had to switch to a different Zoom location. I'm sorry about it. Please go to 500-505-953. 500-505-953. That's where the Zoom seam is going to take place. 500-505-953. Please go to that other Zoom address. I'm sorry. I apologize. Please go to 500-505-953.
Is there another password?
No, there should be no password for that. 500-505-953. I apologize. Please, if you're joining now, this is not the correct Zoom address for the SIEM. Please go to 500-505-953. I am sorry for the confusion. Please go to the other Zoom address. 500-505-953. Please go to the other Zoom address. There will be no SIEM at this location. The SIEM will be at 500-505-953. I will come back onto this one and do another SIEM just in case people can't go to the other one. Please now go to 500-505-953.